Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'm your host Fidel Kizito here to bring you the latest insights from around the globe. Now let's begin with a significant milestone in China's healthcare sector. The country's healthcare security system provided medical assistance to an outstanding 250 million patients in 2023. This program, an integral part of China's healthcare security system, aims to ensure basic medical services for vulnerable populations. Originally piloted in rural and urban areas in 203 and 205 respectively, the program has seen remarkable growth over the years. According to the National Health Security Administration, medical assistance funds surged from 1.38 billion yuan in 2005 to an impressive 74.5 billion yuan in 2023. Moreover, patients in most parts of China are no longer required to pay a minimum medical bill amount to receive assistance, making a significant improvement in accessibility to healthcare services. Shifting our focus, more than 400 individuals, including overseas Chinese, gathered in northwest China, Shaanxi province, to pay homage to Wang Di, also known as the Yellow Emperor. This ceremonial tribute, traditionally held on Yongming or Tom Sweeping Day, is a first for Chinese people to mourn their deceased family members and honor their ancestors. Wang Di holds a revered place in Chinese history as the founder of Chinese civilization and the common ancestor for all Chinese people. Notable attendees of the ceremony include prominent figures such as Peng Yuang, Vice Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, and Ma Yuanjiu, former chairman of the Chinese Kuomintang Party. Meanwhile, efforts are underway to actively upgrade technologies in steel smelting, optimizing production processes, and promoting recycling for low-carbon transmission of the energy-intensive steel industry. Experts emphasize that such measures are essential to address challenges posed by European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism and pressure from downstream industries like automobiles and demand eco-friendly steel materials. Miao Jingping, an academician at the Chinese Academy for Engineering, underscores the importance of enhancing energy efficiency and developing carbon capture, utilization, and storage technologies to support carbon neutrality in steel industry. In other news, President Xi Jinping has extended his commitment to strengthening bilateral relations with Malta, delivering a message to the Maltese President Miriam Cipriani de Bono. She congratulated Cipriani de Bono on her inauguration and highlighted the long-standing friendship between China and Malta. Over the years, both countries have supported each other on the core issues and witnessed fruitful cooperation in trade, investment, culture, and healthcare. Meanwhile, a growing trend is observed among single individuals, particularly women, who are turning to wealth services to better manage their properties and ensure their assets are inherited according to their wishes. The China Wealth Registration Center reported a significant increase in wealth registration among unmarried individuals, with nearly 70% of registrants being women. Factors such as improved societal status, independence, and asset ownership contribute to this trend, reflecting changing societal norms and attitudes towards estate planning. In China, Vice Minister of Commerce Wang Shuang visited the United States to co-chair the first vice ministerial meeting of the China-U.S. Commercial and Trade Working Group with the U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade, Marisa Lago. The meeting aimed to implement the consensus reached by the two heads of state, strengthening communication, expand cooperation, and manage differences. Both sides agreed to support trade and investment promotion activities, explore cooperation in clean energy technologies and women's health to enhance trade facilitation cooperation. Lago will lead a delegation to China later this year for the second vice ministerial meeting, highlighting ongoing efforts to strengthen bilateral trade relations. Finally, the United Nations humanitarians have suspended nighttime aid movement in Gaza for at least 48 hours following Israel's killing of staff from Walkich Central Kitchen, or WCK, as more questions arise over Israel's explanation for the attacks on their convoy. The 48-hour suspension started on Tuesday following Monday's killing of WCK aid staff, he said. He said the World Health Organization is still waiting for permission from the Israeli authorities to get access to Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza. The World Health Organization team is also planning to visit two other hospitals in northern Gaza, Shahaba and Al-Hali hospitals. However, no permissions have been given to go to those sites. In another setback to aid efforts in Gaza, a sea convoy of undelivered food returned to Cyprus on Wednesday after World Central KitchenAid worker's death. A cargo ship carrying 240 metric tons of food that had been destined for the people of besieged Palestinian enclave sailed back to Lakana in Cyprus following the deadly attack, dropping anchors just outside the port. A second ship, an Open Arms owned by a Spanish nonprofit working in WCK, arrived earlier. The bodies of six foreign aid workers killed began their journey back to their home countries on Wednesday as more questions swirled over Israel's explanation of the misidentification led by to the attack. The bodies of six foreign aid workers killed began the journey back to their home countries on Wednesday as more questions swirled over Israel's explanation that a misidentification led to the attack on the convoy. That wraps up today's China Daily Global Insight podcast. Stay tuned for more updates on China's economy, technology, and global impact. I'm Fidel Kizito. For more international news updates, visit our website at www.chinadaily.com/cn.